Pope Benedict XVI in Portugal on his 15th apostolic journey. He arrived in Fatima yesterday evening, where he visited the Chapel of the Apparitions and celebrated Vespers at the Church of St. Trinidad with priests and religious of the diocese. Later, he returned to the Chapel of the Apparitions for a candlelight procession and the recitation of the rosary. Veronica Scarisbrook sends us this report.
On Wednesday evening, Benedict XVI arrived at the Church of the Most Holy Trinity in Fatima, a dramatic contemporary space with a magnificent golden mosaic as backdrop that can hold up to 9,000 pilgrims. He was there to celebrate Vespers with the clergy and religious of Portugal in this fortress-like oval white building, discreetly built on the opposite end of the esplanade of the earlier basilica of this Marian shrine, where the tombs of the three little shepherd children to whom Our Lady appeared back in 1917 are housed. And in this great new basilica consecrated in 2007, which has a special link with Rome, given a fragment of St. Peter's tomb is placed inside the altar, the floral decorations for the occasion were a splash of yellow in honor of the pontiff from Rome. And there was music. And when it was time for the homily, the Holy Father encouraged all present to be faithful and loyal to their vocations as disciples who wish to follow the Lord, highlighting how their witness is needed today.
Ad esser a fidelidade, a lealdade à própria vocação, como discípulo que quer seguir o Senhor.
Many of our brothers and sisters, the Pope remarked, live as if there were nothing beyond life, and without concern for their eternal salvation. It is important, he stressed, to assist one another with prayer, helpful advice, and discernment, insisting that all be especially attentive to those situations where there is a weakening of priestly ideal or dedication to activities not fully consonant with what is proper for a minister of Jesus Christ. Then is the time, the Pope said, to take a firm stand with an attitude of warm fraternal love, as brother assisting brother, to remain on his feet.
Pues bien queridos consagrados y consagradas, con vuestro empeño en la oración, na ascese, no progreso da vida espiritual.
May the Blessed Virgin guide us, the Holy Father said finally. With her and like her, we are free to be saints, free so as to be poor, chaste, and obedient. Free for all because detached from all. Free from self so that others may grow in Christ. And as this meeting came to an end, the Holy Father wished to mark this special year dedicated to priesthood soon reaching its final weeks, and asked Our Lady in an act of entrustment and consecration to come to our aid, deliver us from all danger that threatens us, causing new blooms to burst forth in the desert of our loneliness, letting the sun shine on our darkness and restoring calm after the tempest, so that all mankind shall see salvation. And later into the night, Pope Benedict turned once again to the Fatima pilgrims, expectantly waiting from him outdoors, leading them in the recitation of the rosary from the Chapel of the Apparitions, and blessing the lighted torches as they stood together in thousands. It seemed like a sea of light around this simple chapel, Benedict XVI remarked, lovingly built to honor the Mother of God and our Mother, whose path from earth to heaven appeared to the shepherd children like a way of light. In Fatima with Pope Benedict, I'm Veronica Scarisbrook.